This is your Paragon News Update for August 30th, 2021. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. I'm Jared Athup. A pedestrian was killed early Monday morning after getting struck by three oncoming vehicles going westbound on Interstate 40 in Custer County. According to Oklahoma Highway Patrol's report, at 12:20 a.m., the pedestrian was in the roadway near mile marker 73 when the person was first struck by a semi-truck driven by 36-year-old Raimundo Zapata Marquez of Bakersfield, California. Following the semi hitting the victim, two additional vehicles, a 2018 Dodge Ram driven by 44-year-old Michael Weisenberger of Prescott, Arizona, and a 2012 Honda Civic driven by 44-year-old Michael Morgana of Fayetteville, Georgia, also hit the pedestrian. The pedestrian, whose name has not been released, was pronounced dead on the scene, and one driver, Morgano, was left injured. OHP said he was transported by EMS to Clinton Regional Hospital, where he was treated and released. According to OHP, what appears to have happened was the pedestrian was walking in the roadway before being hit by the vehicles. OHP reported that the condition of the pedestrian at the time of the accident remains under investigation. The next of kin has been notified in helping identify the pedestrian. OHP said that traffic had to be rerouted off of I-40 for nearly 3 hours while the scene was being processed. An outstanding warrant for arrest has been issued for a Weatherford woman after she allegedly stabbed her ex-boyfriend in the back. According to a probable cause affidavit, 22-year-old Sierra Beth Thacker is wanted after being charged with one felony count of domestic assault and battery with a dangerous weapon when she allegedly committed the crime on August 5th. The court records show that witnesses told police that Thacker was upset with the victim over lost keys and had become irate and irrational in a home located in the 500 block of East Arapahoe Avenue in Weatherford. One witness says at one point the defendant had knocked holes in the wall with a pan and had thrown the pan at a wall where it would bounce back and hit her in the face. Witnesses would also tell police that Thacker would allegedly chase the victim out of the home with a knife, chase him around a car before eventually stabbing him one time in the back. The victim would then get into a car where it was later determined that he was driven to a Yukon hospital for treatment. After an investigation, Thacker was formally charged with a felony in Custer County District Court on August 23rd with bond set at $50,000. As of press time, Thacker has yet to be apprehended and no initial court date has been scheduled. A once classic restaurant on Route 66 in western Oklahoma is set to return after months of discussion and what to do with the dilapidated Glancy Motel property in Clinton. A proposal by developer Rick Cook of Weatherford was accepted by the Clinton Economic Development Authority to not only restore the motel, but to rebuild Pop Hicks Restaurant. Cook currently owns and operates ASAP Energy, Fastlane Quick Stops, and Lucille's Restaurants in Weatherford and the soon-to-open location in Clinton. The restoration projects for both the Glancy Motel and Pop Hicks Restaurant are expected to be finished and fully operational within an 18 to 24-month period. The original Pop Hicks Restaurant burnt down in August of 1999. In-state news, Oklahomans ready to help in the wake of Hurricane Ida. Oklahoma News Network's Margo Morano has that.
Over 1 million people in the state of Louisiana, mostly in New Orleans, are without power due to Hurricane Ida. Phone lines are down and there are problems reaching 911. Now Tropical Storm Ida is causing power outages and flooding in Mississippi. OG&E has deployed more than 200 linemen and 50 trucks to Louisiana to help restore power in the aftermath of Hurricane Ida. Spokeswoman Andrea Dennis says crews are ready to work. Also, the Grand River Dam Authority has sent 20 volunteers to Louisiana to help with hurricane relief efforts. A news release says they will help repair storm damage and help with water rescues caused by flooding. And some Oklahoma police officers and firefighters that make up Oklahoma Task Force 1 deployed to Port Allen, Louisiana Saturday night to help local departments respond to emergencies as a result of the hurricane. I'm Marco Moreno.
Looking at oil and gas prices for this afternoon, WTI is at $69.15. That's up 41 cents. Brent crude at $72.20. That's up 50 cents. Natural gas at $4.31. That's down 7 cents. Recapping our top story, a pedestrian struck and killed on I-40 in Custer County. Once again, your Paragon News Update for August 30th, 2021 was brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. I'm Jared Athup.
You know, 30 minutes with Mickey Lively could save your business a lot of money.
In regards to making the change from a traditional commercial policy to a business owner's policy,
as a business owner, and if someone's thinking in their head, how do I know if this fits me? Just give us a call. You're talking about a 20, 30 minute appointment. If we had your deck sheets, we could look at that. And I know people that own businesses, I know they're busy during the day. They can't close their business to meet with me. I get that. I will meet with anybody, anytime. 30 minute meeting is more than enough time for us to get the information that we need to take that back, plug it into our system, and get something in your hands pretty quick. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County, and my job is to protect your business. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.